USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christmas reminds us that light always conquers darkness. Jesus is the light of the world.
As billions of people around the world are celebrating Christmas, New York City's Timothy Cardinal Dolan says his Christmas message is that Jesus came into the world as light.
What God is saying, of course, at this time of the year is, I know there's always darkness, but it's not going to have the last word. Light will.
President Trump is ripping the Federal Reserve again this Christmas after the stock market's latest dive yesterday, the Dow falling over 650 points, S&P 500 and NASDAQ both losing more than 2% of their value. The president says in a tweet, quote, "The only problem our economy has is the Fed." It raised interest rates again last week, the fourth rate hike this year. This is USA Radio News.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my long-time affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
A partial federal government shutdown continues with no end to it in sight, with today marking the fourth day of the funding stalemate that's shuttered a quarter of the federal government.
The partial government shutdown continues. 800,000 federal workers impacted, about half that number considered essential employees like air traffic controllers and TSA agents who are on the job and will get paid retroactively.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. The death toll from Saturday's tsunami in Indonesia has exceeded 430. More than 150 people are still unaccounted for, and some Indonesian authorities are privately telling reporters there's not much of a chance of finding any more survivors. In a Christmas Eve Mass at the Vatican, Pope Francis urges Catholics in prosperous nations to lead a simpler life, reminding worshipers that Jesus was born in poverty. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Iraqis will soon celebrate Christmas as a national holiday. The Iraqi cabinet passing a law to mark Christmas Day an official holiday for the entire nation and not just Christians, citing the occasion of the birth of Jesus Christ. There are nearly 300,000 Christians in Iraq, although that's down from 1.4 million back in 2003. Flu season is now in full swing across America, and sometimes the flu and a cold can confuse folks. So here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
The flu season runs now until May in most parts of the country, and the flu still kills over 30,000 people each year in the United States, although the disease does remain largely mysterious. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him, what is the difference between the flu and your common cold?
When you come down with the symptoms of achiness and chills, sometimes runny nose, extreme fatigue and a fever, it's very difficult in a clinical setting to tell somebody you certainly have the flu and you certainly don't have the flu, you have a different virus. So if it's not the flu, but you have, you know, a cold and you don't have a fever or you don't have those aches, then it's a different virus and probably not the flu.
Again, that report from USA Radio's Tim Berg, and for USA Radio News, Merry Christmas. I'm Chris Barnes.